You're on hold. Stay there because we are joined by a combat sports legend, the former UFC featherweight champ. He ended Justin Gaethje in sensational fashion Saturday night to win the BMF title at UFC 300. He is 26-7 overall, 12 knockouts. With that win, he has options. He moves up six spots to number 8 in the UFC pound-for-pound rankings. Of course, I am talking about Max Holloway. Max, it is awesome to talk to you, my dude. How you feeling?
I'm good, Jim. How you doing, brother?
I'm great, Max. It is great to have you on the show. I mean that. Really good to hear your voice. Hey, let me just say this. In my opinion, normally I just ask questions, but I'm going to start you off with an opinion. In my opinion, that KO of Justin Gaethje to win the BMF belt Saturday was the greatest knockout in UFC history. Having said that, you've been a part of some amazing moments in the cage in your career. So where would you rank that, and what did it feel like to end that fight on that night in UFC 300?
Oh, man, you know, personally for me, I know I understand why a lot of people think it's huge, but for me, that'd be number two. My number one would be fighting the King of Rio, Jose Aldo, in Rio. I was the interim champ at the time. He was the undisputed champ. We went to Rio. I fought the King of Rio. I got a finish. So that's always going to be up there. You know, Jose Aldo was like my idol growing up. So being able to fight him in Rio, the King of Rio there, doing what I did was amazing. But this is second, man. You know, it was just the moment, the UFC 300, it being on UFC 300. I don't know if you heard the storylines coming to the fight against Gaethje.
Oh, yeah, I did. Hey, maybe. Yeah, in fact, Max, let me jump in. I know all the storylines, but why don't you share them for those who don't know?
I was just outgunned. Too small. People were saying this is my funeral. I'm probably gonna retire after this fight. I was gonna get. It was not looking good for me. There was this. I was getting called out, man. I have no idea why. I do. You know, I tell people all the time. People that's new to this sport. You know, it's like I like to say it like this. You know, if LeBron James, you know, he goes out there. He misses a bunch of shots. He just has an off night. Guess what? You know, he gets to go out two nights later, you know. And you can't go back next week and show out again. It's just not going to work, you know. So MMA is one of the hardest sports in that sense. But it is what it was, you know. At the end of the day, I went out there. I got my hand raised. I did what I knew I could do, what me and my team trained for, and I was just happy I was on the winning side.
It really was incredible. Max Holloway joining us. Yeah, I understand that, Max. I love the game. I love the sport. And I knew those storylines. The storylines being, like you pointed out, he's outgunned. He's too small. He's not what he once was. This is going to be his funeral, and this is not what happened. And we'll talk about how you ended that fight. But let me ask you, based on all that, you made your UFC debut 12 years ago. You've been fighting at such a high level for such a long time. You dominated as a featherweight. You once ripped off 13 straight wins at that division. Having said that, and having said what you just did, is it possible that not only was that not your funeral, but you might be doing your best work at age 32, and your best years might actually be in front of you? Is that how you see it?
Oh, for sure. You know, I everybody talk about primes, prime ages, and a lot of people think just because I've been with the UFC, I've been around for 12 years, a lot of guys think I'm like 40 or 45, you know? Like, when I got into the UFC, I was only 20. And I got to keep reminding these guys, you know? It's just, it is what it is, you know? I'm one of those guys in my mind that just thought, like, I want to stay here as long as I can, as long as I'm fighting at a high level. And I feel like we're just entering, you know? I don't know if you know my backstory and stuff. There's a lot of jokes going around that I've been calling Pillow Hands Holloway. So, you know, last two fights is selling a different story. So I'm pretty excited. You know, I'm getting this man strength that a lot of people are talking about, and I can really feel it.
You bet. Max Holloway joining us. And to that point, Max, like, let me just say this. I want to preface this next question with a quick story. I once interviewed, and by the way, you've said a couple of times, I don't know if you know, I do know all about you, Max. I know your backstory. I know your career. Nothing but respect for you and what you've accomplished in this game and what you still will. I once interviewed Max, the famous daredevil, Evel Knievel, on this show, and I asked him the question, if you knew, Evel, that you had a 50-50 chance of dying when you jumped the Snake River, why would you do it? And his response to me, Max, and I quote, was, you know who the hell I am? And I said, yes, sir.
That's so awesome.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Dude, isn't
that
great?
That's freaking awesome. So, that's awesome. I mean, that's that. I think, Jim, personally, that's how a lot of people need to live. Too much people are living in their comfort zone. You know, I was talking about it. I got interviewed before the fight, and I said, like, when I was saying, like, the BMF, like, I said this quote saying about the gladiator, like, you know, if I was born in a different age, I'd be a gladiator. And last time I checked, gladiators didn't walk around with scales asking what kind of kilograms are you or what kilograms are you? You know, I was like, oh, you're too heavy. No, they fought. They fought in the Coliseum. They didn't weigh in. They fought. And a lot of people was giving me some heat for that. And at the end of the day, I just told them, like, look, don't push your insecurities on me. Just because you have a limit on yourself, don't limit me. Like, we're different. We're not the same, you know. I'm reaching for new universes and stuff. You guys are only reaching for the sky, you know. So that's what I tell people. I tell people all the time, if you want to be great, go be great. You know, and if you have a dream, go and chase it. So the person who's telling you not to do your dream, somebody told them that they can't do it and they believed it. So they're trying to make you miserable.
Preach, Max. Don't push your insecurities on me. I love that. Listen, so to finish that thought, and you just said, if I was born at another time, I would be a gladiator in the Coliseum. I would argue you are a gladiator, and the Coliseum is the cage, but this brings me to the end of the fight, right? So this is what I mean. Like, you know who the hell I am? I know who the hell you are, so I'm not surprised by the way you ended that fight. However, you had already won that fight, dude. And by winning that fight, that creates options, yet you pointed to the ground, you motioned Justin Gaethje, who's as dangerous a guy as there's ever been in the cage, to come throw down with you with 10 seconds left. It could have ended badly. You kind of answered it already, but what was going through your mind? Why did you do that? That was a dangerous move.
We were fighting for the BMF belt, brother. We were fighting for the BMF title. That's what it is. If you're a true BMF, that's what it is, you know. I was just telling everyone, like, if the roles were flipped, Gaethje was outgunning me for rounds, and he knew he was up, he would give me the opportunity, because that's just what BMF do, bro. I'm a fighter, man. I'm a fighter. This is what I believe. I was put on this earth. I was born to be a fighter, and that's just the only thing. Like, everybody's like, were you planning it? I mean, it's always my plan towards the ending of the fight. It's like, if you got 10 seconds and I'm doing it, why not slug it out? You know, it's only the right way. And then it being UFC 300, how big the event is, you know, there's not going to be another big event like this to UFC 400. You know, so that's in a couple, that's like 5-10 years maybe. So at the end of the day, it just felt right. You know, it felt right. And this is what we do with fighters. We put on shows. We're showmen. You know, we gotta put on shows. So. I was glad I get to be, you know, etch my name in the history books with Justin Gaethje.
It's who you are, dude. It's what you do. All right, so coming off one of that magnitude, Max, you obviously have options. Ideally, who would you like to fight next?
We see what happens. We see what happens. You know, like you said, it's options. You know, especially in this sport, it's always great to have options. I'm ranked at a higher weight class now. You know, I got my weight class at 45. Stayed right there knocking on the door. You know, Connor's coming back. Ilya's there. Islam's there. Dustin's fighting Islam. So, man, it should be fun, man. It should be fun. You know, like I've been saying, that 45 title is what I want. I want it back. But whatever way UFC wants to push me, they're going to push me, you know. So I'm waiting. I'm all ears. You know, like I said, Justin Gaethje, he kicked the man. I don't know what his legs is made out of. I don't know how come he has so much power, but he kicked like a horse. And, you know, right now the main thing on my mind is just recovering, getting better, and then when they call, we'll be ready to answer.
Max, how did you come out of that fight physically?
I came out good. I physically came out good. Like, my face ain't as beaten up as it usually be after a fight. But my legs, this is probably the most sore I ever felt with legs, man. A lot of people said Justin hit hard. I wanted to see what it was about, and I found out. You know, I found out with my legs. It's all right. I'm healing. I'm good. I'm fine, but just a little bruised.
Talking to Max Holloway for a couple of more moments. What about going down? Would you, obviously, Ilya, how do you feel about going down and fighting Ilya? That's got to interest you. Does that interest you more than the other things?
That was always my main goal. That was always my main goal. My main goal was always fighting Ilya. This fight was a fun fight. You know, shout out to Justin Gaethje, man. Justin Gaethje is a legend, a highlight. He had everything to lose. He gave me the shot. You know, we get and this happened, you know. But my mind was always, no matter what, win, lose, whatever it is, this, even right to today, I want to fight Ilya. You know, people always ask me, what is your thoughts on Ilya? And the only thing that comes to my mind is, you know, it's questionable. You know, the dude is super questionable. Every other 145 contender that they wanted to fight Volk, they went to me. They fought me or they had to fight me, and that's one guy that they eluded me. I don't know how. I don't know why, but he did, and he got the title shot. So, you know, and he beat a guy that I couldn't figure out. You know, I fought a guy. He fought the guy once. I fought the guy three times. I saw him say that slick stuff. Took him, took him 9 minutes for what took me 90 minutes I couldn't do, or something crazy like that. That's funny, because last time I checked, when I was your age, I already had title defense, buddy. So it looks like you still got catching up to do.
That's slick stuff. I like it. Hey, Max, one more thing about Ilya. He said, yeah, maybe I'll do it, but I'm not going to fight Max unless he puts his BMFL belt on the line as well.
Yeah.
What do you do with that belt? How do you feel about that?
Oh, we see what happens. I mean, that's not very BMF of way to say it. You know, a BMF wouldn't be like, I'm not going to fight this guy unless this is – that's kind of un-BMF. You know, let me ask you.
That's you. BMF. You BMF. Un-BMF.
Yeah. Does it sound BMF of the way he's trying to demand it and saying, I'm not going to fight? A BMF fights whatever. Fights whoever, whenever, any weight, any time. And that's not a tone of a BMF, brother. So I don't know. We see what happens. Whatever UFC wants to do, they want to do. I just want to be in the octagon with him. I want to see what the hype is about.
I want to see that too. He is a combat sports legend. He is the former UFC featherweight champion. He won that BMF belt in BMF fashion. He is Max Holloway. My man, I'm so glad we finally came together, Max. That was so great. Appreciate you. Much respect, dude. And thanks so much for doing that. That was a blast.
No, thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me. You're the man, brother. You're the man. You have no idea. You have a great one.
You too, Max. No, you're the man, dude. You have no idea. Max Holloway. God, love it. Love the energy. Love the positivity. So great. If you don't understand the game, and I know why that he said to me, listen, if you don't know this or if you don't know that about my background, I do know all those things about Max. I love Max. Strangely, we've never had Max on the show before right then and there. What he did at the end of that fight, it was one of those, I want to be careful how I asked it, because he wasn't going to come at me the way Evil did back in the day. You know who the hell I am? But when I told him that story, he
loved it.
You
know who the hell I am.
Like, Max got it. Max is just like, Max is such a good dude that he would not have said to me, you know who the hell I am? It didn't surprise me at all that he motioned Justin Gaethje to the center of the cage with 10 seconds left. You have to know how dangerous Gaethje is. Even with a broken nose, even at the end of that fight,